Frequent power cuts, high energy costs, and lack of reliable and affordable heating in winter are just some of the energy challenges faced by countries in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. With Sustainable Development for All a United Nations priority, the UN Development Programme, UNDP, has been supporting regional projects that promote energy efficiency and renewable energy. Some of the successes are highlighted in a report released this month entitled Empowering Lives, Building Resilience. I'm Deanne Penn, and to find out more about the improving energy picture in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, I spoke to Marina Olshanskaya, a UNDP expert on sustainable energy and climate change mitigation.
Theoretically, almost each and every person in the region has potential to have the energy. But what we see as a result of the many transformative changes in the economies, that universal access is disappearing because infrastructure is becoming less reliable. There is not enough energy to cover the need. And whatever energy is available is becoming less and less affordable.
How is UNDP helping, as the report shows, to create success stories in the field of energy?
To improve the situation with energy poverty and to promote great energy efficiency, there are several important components that need to be addressed. First of all, the role of the government in terms of putting in place the enabling environment, which make the right emphasis and which make the energy efficiency or renewable energy a priority. Second, we are working with government to help them actually lead by example. In Croatia, for example, there was a very successful project which is still ongoing and which is called Put Your House in Order. And the essence of this project is to show is when the government made a commitment that it in all its public buildings, whether it's hospitals, schools, administrative offices, there will be an energy management system put in place wherever there is a person who is responsible. There is a software which allows the energy manager to immediately saw how the energy is being used in these particular buildings, where the opportunities are for improvement, and that all accompanied by the PR campaign, which communicate to the benefits of such rational approach of to energy management and use to all public. And then a big part of our work is actually to work with the municipalities and with the communities to enable them to make rational and efficient energy sources. For example, in countries like Tajikistan, we supported creation of energy cooperative, that is the community organization that owns its own small hydropower generation capacity and supply this energy to its members, but also supply the excess of the energy to the grid and thus earning additional income to the community. And that is type of the model that we're trying to spread across the region.
I'd love to hear some more examples of some of the success in that region in implementing some of these sustainable development programs.
One of the most successful programs that we have implemented across Central Asia in all countries is the promotion and demonstration of energy-efficient buildings. First of all, we supported introduction of what is called energy-efficient building codes in the legislation of Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, and Armenia. That means that this country has now very progressive legislative and policies in terms of mandating the certain level of energy performance in buildings. That second part of this program was actually demonstrating the benefit of such approach to design and construction of new buildings and retrofits. And we have shown with the practical examples like there is a school in the city of Oshin, southern of Kyrgyzstan, which has been built. And that means less energy poverty for the people who will occupy this building or for the government who will eventually pay the bill. An essential part of this program was also building the capacity of local specialists, engineers, architects, building construction workers on how to actually construct those buildings in a more efficient way.
Next year, we'll begin this decade of sustainable development for all. And now to achieve this in Central Asia and Eastern Europe, what are the next steps or what action needs to be taken to move forward?
I think precisely because because of the realization that the issues at hand are very challenging. This was not just the year, but it was dedicated to the complex problems. I think in terms of the next steps, it's the first what is really required is the commitment and more dedication from the government to realize that these are the issues that needs to be addressed. And that's the second issue is this partnership building, because no single government, especially knowing that in some countries the situation is really very difficult in terms of both poverty and energy, do need more partners on board to jointly decide on what's the best way to scale up all these stories that we already presented that which exist. And that means partners from the private sector, as again I mentioned, that because without private sector, getting the required volume of resources won't be possible, and the government commitment to establish the fair rules of the game for this private sector. So, and for UNDP, we see our role as someone who can facilitate this partnership, and that's one of the tasks of this report also, to try to put this issue on the agenda and to try to get interest from as many partners as possible.